Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Roadside Assistance by Mandy, Western Cape, South Africa. The recession has hit us harshly, and my friend and I were on the road in early 2009 near Cape Town, South Africa, distributing flyers advertising our business. Then disaster struck. The car began to make strange noises, slowed down some more, crawled, and died. We had been taking a shortcut to the highway, and the place where we broke down was, to put it mildly, not the safest of areas. We sat there, my friend trying to start the car until we could hear the battery giving out. Cars behind us were hooting. I had to get out and try to push a heavy vehicle uphill and out of the way of traffic. I thought I was quite strong for a not very tall 40-something woman, but despite my best efforts, the car was going nowhere. People were swearing at us, my friend was in tears, and I was losing the battle to prevent the car from sliding backwards into oncoming traffic. Just when I thought things couldn't get any worse, an elderly vagrant, covered in jailhouse tattoos from fingertip to scalp, staggered toward me. Without a word, he placed his hands next to mine on the truck and started pushing. My friend, realizing she was moving, looked up into the rearview mirror and was confronted with the blue inked face of our assistant and screamed in shock. When we were safely in a lay-by near the traffic lights, Tattoo Man melted away into the thick bush at the side of the road, or so we thought. After phoning the AAA and being told there would be an hour-long wait, I got out of the car to stretch my legs. Instantly, the tattoo man appeared at my side. "Is someone coming to help, ma'am?" he asked. My first thought was to say, "Yes, my husband, the policeman, and his six friends in an armed response unit will be here in seconds." But there was something in his expression that compelled me to tell the truth. For the next hour, he sat with us on the side of the road. We chatted about his life, our business, his friends in the squatter camp where he lived, our current financial problems and how difficult it is to stay positive while looking for work, what might be wrong with the car, and his children. The hour flashed by. When the AAA arrived, he stood to one side until he was satisfied that we really were mobile again, and then stepped forward to say goodbye. His parting words were, "Ma'am, mustn't worry. There are only so many things that can go bad before they go good again." As we drove off, I pondered how guardian angels turn up in the least likely of guises.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.